Join UF Hall of Famer and 14-year NFL vet Shane Matthews every weekday as he brings you all you need to know about your Florida Gators, including news, analysis, and opinions with some of the biggest names in sports. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Or watch us live at 8 a.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
Are we live? Good morning and welcome to a Thursday edition of the program. It's Pot Up with Matthews in the morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. We got Thursday. That means our college football analyst and Heisman Trophy voter Brent Beer will be joining us here in a minute on the Titan More Hotline. If you missed it last night, the Gators defeat the number two team in America in the O'Connell Center. The Tennessee Vols go down. So big win for Todd Golden and his squad. Now they get ready to go to Kentucky, Rupp Arena on Saturday. And then the following after that, they have the Alabama Crimson Tide. So tough stretch. If they can get they need at least one. If they can get two out of two out of this stretch, it'd be great. Let's go to the Titan MR hotline. We're joined by our college football analyst, Brent Beard. You can follow Brent on Twitter at Brent Beard. Good morning, Brent. How are you, my man?
Shane, I'm doing well. It's a happy Groundhog Day. He saw his shadow, so we've got six more weeks of winter, which I know is the last thing you need to hear right now. We had National Signing Day yesterday. It was almost a whisper compared to what it used to be. But look, I did want to mention the same thing you did. Tremendous win for the Gators last night. I believe they had like a 15-0 run. At some point, their net ranking is 52 right now, so that will certainly help them. But absolutely, they've got a tough stretch coming, but last night was a absolutely huge win for them.
Yes, no doubt about it. And Andy asked here on Facebook Live if I still have on my ice skates. I have not been outside since Sunday. I think Sunday afternoon was the last time I've been outside of our hotel here. We have not been able to do anything. The entire city is under ice. A parking lot looks like a skating rink. So we'll see what happens. Just meetings, that's about all you can do. Brent, college football, as you said, signing day was yesterday. I don't know who really signed. I know Gator signed a couple of kids. But let's go back. We're getting ready for spring ball, but also let's talk about some of the games that are going to be kicking the season off.
Yeah, week zero is something that we enjoy. FIU at Louisiana Tech, Hawaii at Vanderbilt, so they make the trek. Remember, Vandy made it last year. Probably the headliner game is Navy versus Notre Dame in Ireland. So that'd be fun to go call that game, wouldn't it, Shane? Mm-hmm. San Jose State at Southern Cal. So Southern Cal starts the season on week zero. UMass, New Mexico State. UTEP at Jacksonville State. So those are some of your week zero. Just real quick, on week one, now LSU and Florida State play in Orlando on Labor Day weekend. That is a Sunday night game. That is a sweet game for Sunday night. Florida, Utah, North Carolina, and South Carolina playing Charlotte. West Virginia and Penn State also are playing. Virginia and Tennessee are playing in Nashville, which is interesting with that too. So just a few of the early games that we can look forward to.
Brent, you cover so much college football and you have friends from all different universities. Have you heard a lot of complaining from the Florida State folks about them playing on a Sunday night? I mean, I know, I guess on Monday, nobody's really going to have to work. But, people are still very upset for whatever reason. I can't figure it out. That the Gators are playing Utah on a Thursday night. Okay. Again, nobody at the University of Florida Athletic Association had any say in when they played Utah.
Right. No, there's as a matter of fact, the way that the Seminole folks are looking at it is this is a Sunday night Labor Day weekend, and they basically got the nation by themselves. Now there may be another game or two on that Sunday. There often is, but all eyes are going to be on that game in Orlando. So that I think they're pretty excited about it. You hit it. The next day, you don't have to go to work, so you can travel back. Look, I'm with you on the Thursday night Utah game. That's a real opportunity for Florida to basically. It's not. I mean, there'll be 20 something games easily that night, but Florida will be a headliner. Look, I've heard more disappointment in Florida playing the spring game on Thursday night than I have the Utah game on Thursday night.
Well, I've heard that too. And I try to tell them they're doing what they think is best for the program. And I mean, it's a spring game. They don't even really keep score, so let's not worry about it. Dan says here on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mellon Law, the QB that didn't get a scholarship offer from Florida, referring to Marcus Stokes, ended up at West Florida up in Pensacola.
Right.
Yeah, that whole thing's been a mess with that kid. Hopefully it all worked out for him. Also, I believe Jaden Rashada ended up at Arizona State. Well, he's committed.
That's correct.
He's committed, right? Has he signed anything?
Yeah, good. Well, let me look at my note here. Yes, that's where he went. And I believe, and for when I'll double check this, but I'm pretty sure he signed, and he is with them. That's where a lot of quarterbacks go. Emory Jones went there for basically a cup of coffee, but yes, that is where he ended up.
If you want to make a lot of money and you're a youngster, get into college coaching, because there's some very wealthy guys that are head coaches in the college football world, a lot of $1 million, $9 or more. Want to run through those dollar figures there, Brent?
It's really amazing. An amazing list. Hey, Shane, and you probably remember this. I may be off with the figure a little bit. I remember when Coach Spurrier made, and it wasn't even that much. I mean, it was like $2 million. And people thought that that University of Florida would go bankrupt if they did that. But I mean, we've got Dabo Swinney is 11.5, Nick Saban's 11.1, Kirby is 10.5 million, Lincoln Riley is 10 million. They're estimating that because Southern Cal is a private school. Ryan Day is 9.5. Brian Kelly is 9.5 since going to LSU and having a good year. Mel Tucker, 9.5. Jimbo is 9. Josh Heupel is now 9. Lane Kiffin is 9 million. So, Shane, if you get a job in the SEC, even for a short period of time, you're almost set for life, aren't you?
Yeah, there's no question. There's some on here that it's amazing to me that I still can't figure out why Michigan State gave Mel Tucker $9 million. I'm surprised. I think Lane's a good coach, but I think Lane does some crazy stuff at times. But sure. Ole Miss doesn't want to lose him. So he at $9 million is somewhat of a surprise. Brent, where do we stand with the NIL at this moment? I haven't really followed it. Obviously, you know how I feel about it. But where do we stand with NIL?
There are some individual states who are trying to come up with some NIL legislation that will help them. I mean, the NCAA is still hoping that Congress will bail them out one day. I'm not sure I would depend on that. Now, as we talked about last week, and I'll be real brief on this, the number of early entrants into the NFL last year in 2022 was 100, 2023 was 82. So the prevailing thought has been, now that people thought about this for a while, is that NIL has actually kept some guys in school. And that's one of the positive benefits out of it. But the reality is we're still trying to kind of get some reins on it and get it under control. And that's still going to be a while. I know Nick Saban, for one, was approached by some folks with one of the best cornerbacks in the nation in high school. He said they came to me and asked if we'd pay $800,000 for the player to sign here. I told them that he can find another place to play. So that is what he allegedly said at one of the coaches' convention over the last few days. So there's some good in NIL, and there's a whole lot of not so good.
Yeah. Joseph and Andy are talking about Marcus Stokes. Joseph says, the better question is, why were we going to take a QB that ended up at West Florida? I thought he had great talent assessment. He was offered a scholarship. And if you go back and you listen to, I think I said it on this show, you know, usually you want to try to sign, most schools nowadays want to try to sign a quarterback no matter what. Just because you sign that quarterback, he may never play it down. I think sometimes when kids are rated a 4 or 5 star, which he was at one time a 4 star, you take them knowing that they may never play it down for you, but it helps the publicity and things of that nature. So I had watched him. I didn't think he would ever play it down at Florida, quite honestly. I wasn't quite sure Jaden Rashada would ever play, but that's for another story. It's so hard to evaluate quarterbacks these days, especially ones that come out of high school. Are you in the market to buy or sell your home? Doreen Wiebe, a realtor with Caldwell Banker, Emma Parrish, will buy you a fast, friendly, reliable service. Give her a call today at 352-562-1411 to help your dreams come true. What were you going to say, Brent? I'm sorry.
No problem. Stokes is from Ponte Vedra Beach, so he's in our area. He was an Elite 11 finalist, which is the Times Union. I think this is one of those things to where, and hopefully he will learn from it, and we won't get into it again. But sometimes when you get on social media and you make a mistake, you've almost got to start over, and you're looking for someone to take you, and that's basically what he probably had that was out there. So hopefully he can get there and be successful and kind of redo his image while he's there and go from there. He's 6'2", 185. I mean, he's a pretty good quarterback, frankly, so but that's where he ended up. Okay.
Celebration Points, where the Gators go to celebrate, where premium brands like Nike International, Diamond Center, Dave & Buster's, Palmetto Moon, Escape Apology, Visor Rooftop, and the HBC's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, the number one celebrity polished casual restaurant in America. We'll see you at Celebration Point, where the Gators go to celebrate. Sorry about that, folks. I don't know what happened. I lost Brent, then I lost connection. But I have internet access. I thought it may be frozen, but not. Brent, you still there, my man?
I am, yes.
Yeah, that was crazy. So where were we? Let me figure out what we were talking. Oh, we were talking about Marcus Stokes.
Yes. My comment was that he was an Elite 11 finalist in the Times Union here. He was a local quarterback at Ponte Vedra Beach, 6'2", 185. So wish him well there, and hopefully he can redo his image and have a successful career at West Florida.
Absolutely. Brent, you got to hear some surprise teams to look at for next year.
Yeah, and some of these are SEC teams. Saturday Down South had an interesting surprise team to look at. One of those was Mississippi State. Zach Arnett, obviously the defense coordinator, is now the head coach. They have got offense coordinator in Kevin Barbe. Now, Shane made the point, it was a suit point last week about Mississippi State, was this is not going to be the air raid anymore. They're going to try to be more balanced, which will be interesting to see how that works, because they mainly, and help me on this, Shane, they mainly use their running backs as another pair of wide receivers. So does that mean that they're going to be more run heavy? The word I've heard, again, is just more balanced, Shane. So there's some thoughts that with the returning talent they've got, particularly on defense, that State could be better next year than they were this year.
Yeah, I mean, they got some talent, there's no question, and I really like their quarterback. But I don't know if Will Rogers can run another system. He's never been in another system.
Brandon, right.
He ran the air in high school as well. So we will see. You also, well, not you, but Saturday Down South says here they think Kentucky's another surprise team.
Well, and the reason why is they think that Liam Cohen is coming back from the NFL. If that name's familiar, he was the Kentucky offense coordinator just a few years ago before going to the NFL. Now, Will Levis is out going to the NFL, and Devin Leary is in, the NC State quarterback. That was a real good move for Kentucky in order to get him. As a matter of fact, some folks think that Leary may be a better fit for that offense and can get rid of the ball a little bit quicker than Will Levis. But Shane, you and I have talked about this a good bit over the season. Is the thing that Kentucky's got to do, along with getting Devin Leary, they've got to fix that offensive line. That was a tremendous problem for them last year, particularly with Will Levis. He was hurt most of the year because of those offensive line situations. So that's going to be very interesting to see how well they can improve.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Any other surprise teams to look at?
Arkansas is also on that list, too. Now, obviously, they've got a new defensive coordinator, Travis Williams, who is coming over. And that's really where they need to improve. They certainly lost some talent defensively, ended up 7-6. KJ Jefferson comes back. So that will help them tremendously. So, and again, these are interesting stories to read this time of year as far as who may be able to come back and have a much better year. So looking a little bit at Mississippi State, Kentucky, and Arkansas.
Big 12, I believe UCF and all those guys are playing in it this year. They're supposed to be releasing the schedule, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, they did. The schedule released, I think it was, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday with that, too. Interestingly, Oklahoma will play UCF, and the Sooners quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, who obviously used to be with UCF. So that's interesting. Yeah, yes, Shane, the schedule, I see that here now. It was released on Tuesday. Now, again, folks need to keep this in mind. This will be, we think this will be the last year that Oklahoma and Texas will probably be in the Big 12. I mean, it may not be. I'm not guaranteeing that. But hopefully we'll get something definitive on that by the end of the next season.
Chris Doring Mortgage, they do mortgage lending right, helping home buyers throughout Gainesville and North Central Florida. Call Chris Doring Mortgage today, 352-244-0840. All right, Brent, let's go around the league. Alabama, when are they going to hire their coordinators?
Well, that's a great question. They haven't yet. Ryan Grubb, who was at Washington, is the offensive coordinator, did a really good job there with Penix, the quarterback, who's a outstanding quarterback. He was in this week, had a sit down with Nick Saban, but has decided to stay at Washington. Bama did get the number one recruiting class in the nation, but as we said, they're still trying to replace Pete Golding and Bill O'Brien. O'Brien went to the Patriots and Golding went to Ole Miss. You still hear a lot of the same names. Now, Dan Mullen has pulled his name out, so he's not a possibility. You still hear Joe Brady, Jeff Lebby. Joe Brady was obviously in the NFL. Jeff Lebby with Oklahoma. And as far as Alabama defense coordinator, Jeremy Pruitt, who was at Tennessee, Jim Leonard, who's at Wisconsin, and Glenn Schumann, who is at Georgia. Maybe by the end of the week, now that recruiting is done, we may have finality on both the coordinator hires.
Yeah, and then in Arkansas, we mentioned it, I think, last week, that Dan Enos is back there. Do you like that hire as the offensive coordinator?
They like him. I know that. He did a good job with them. Now, he was at Maryland. Alabama was actually going to hire him, but he went to Miami, didn't do real well at Miami. I mean, it's a big hire for them, but they think that he's going to really help them. Now, obviously, with KJ Jefferson, that's a good start with that. So, but he certainly has bounced around a good bit.
Anything happening on the plains for the Auburn Tigers at the moment?
They had a good recruiting class, and the thing they mainly did was to replenish their offensive line. They badly needed to do that. Gus Malzahn did not do a really good job with the offensive line. Brian Horson tried to add a little bit to it, so that's the biggest thing about their recruiting class. Jason Campbell is their new color analyst for radio. Stan White is left. Their spring game is April the 8th, so they'll be getting started in a few weeks for spring practice. Will certainly be very interesting to see what Hugh Freeze is able to do with his Auburn offense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's talk about the Gators. The Gators, obviously, where did they end up in recruiting? I haven't seen any rankings since I've been gone. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but you know, everybody gets excited about the rankings. Where did we end up?
They do, and they end. Now this is Rivals, but it's pretty typical. They're at 13. With Rivals, 20 signees with this class. I do think this class might be better than people realize as it goes along. Now, they've got some preferred walk-ons that they're bringing in, and we don't know a lot about these folks, but I'm just going to throw their names out there. Jordan Gile and Parker Lease are two quarterbacks. I thought this was kind of amusing. They've added running back Anthony Rubio, who is the son of U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. How about that, Shane?
He's a running back?
Yeah, he's a running back. Yeah. Okay. This is from 24/7. They're looking to add former Marshall commit Lane Swofford with that group too. Obviously, the spring game's April the 13th on a Thursday, as we mentioned. And congrats to the old ball coach for getting a street named after him, and that will be on February the 10th. At 5:30 in basically in front of the restaurant. So I thought that was neat that he's having that honor come his way. And again, if people have not heard this, if they're just now tuning in, Jaden Rashada, is signed with Arizona State.
Yes, he has. All right, we got a text here on the Titanomark text line from Jonathan. Jonathan wanted to get your thoughts. He's not sure if you heard Billy Napier's press conference from yesterday, but he's saying he listened to it, and he says that Billy got hammered hard with the NIL stuff.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't, because I was working on other things. But, I mean, look, the only thing you can say with that is right now I think they're doing all they can do. They're learning like everybody else is. I still support that coaching staff. I still think they're going to do a really good job if given time, but I can understand the question, Jess.
Yeah, a lot of people here say the street should be named Spurrier Path and not Spurrier.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I think they need to rename University Avenue after him, quite honestly. All right, what do we got going on with the Georgia Bulldogs?
Well, the biggest thing going on with Georgia, and again, they had a good recruiting class too. They're in the top three. Obviously, Stetson Bennett's arrest was not a good look for him. Arrested in Dallas, public intoxication. So hopefully he would be able to work through that. The big thing for Georgia is, what does Todd Monken do? Todd Monken is interviewed with Tampa. He certainly is knows about them, about being their new offensive coordinator. We all know about Tom Brady retiring and where that might go. Hopefully Kyle Trask would get a hard look in that situation. But this is a big, really a big decision. I think Kirby Smart will throw a lot of money toward Monken to be able to keep him. But the lure of the NFL may just be too much. But no decision has been made there as of this point either. And again, if folks missed some of this, I'll mention it quickly. A.D. Mitchell is in the transfer portal going to Texas. Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver, is coming back. Also, Cedric Van Praan on the offensive line, he is coming back. Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint is coming back. So the question for Georgia fans and for Kirby will be over the next few months, can you win three in a row?
Yeah, that's very, very true. You know, it's going to be interesting when you got guys like the Munkins of the world that have done a really good job at their job, how schools are going to keep them at the collegiate level. It's going to have to be astronomical money, in my opinion, because, as I've stated, the way of the world in college athletics right now, you would much rather go to the pros because you don't have to put up with all the nonsense of basically trying to keep your players 365 days a year. You know, when you go to the pros, you can just coach ball and that's it. So, you know, we'll see. Brent, before we let you go, give us a few nuggets.
Yep, I'll be glad to be able to do that. And what Shane's talking about is we're going to quickly have coordinators who are making $2-3 million a year, which is what some head coaches don't make, but that's just the way it's going to be. Brian Kelly at LSU, they had a good class, number 6 overall. They had 5 players in the in the top 100. If people haven't heard, John Emery is coming back at running back for LSU. That's going to be a pretty good running back room also for them. So I'm interested very much to see what that's going to be. Again, Ole Miss is going to have a very interesting quarterback room, particularly now with Walker Howard coming over from LSU, Jackson Dart, Spencer Sanders, Oklahoma State is there. Former Vanderbilt quarterback Mike Wright is headed to Mississippi State. Now, again, we know who's quarterback in Mississippi State, but you always need some backup. So I thought that was interesting that's what he's going to do. Also, South Carolina got a big-time recruit yesterday, Nicholas Harbor. He is a five-star. Oregon and Maryland wanted him. 6'5", 225, the number one athlete prospect in the country, runs a 10.28 in the 100-meter dash. And again, Shane Beamer's made some noise, hasn't he, Shane, on the field and off. And with this late, he had a pretty good recruiting class. So I think they're very excited about all that's going on in Columbia right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Brent. Appreciate your time. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on, but we've been locked down here
sure.
in an ice storm since Sunday. So not a whole lot of fun, but we appreciate your time, my man. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. We'll get in a little bit more. Scheduling, the ACC released their schedules too. What's unusual is Miami has two Friday night games and a Thursday night game coming up for the Canes.
Wow, that is interesting. Brent, have a great weekend, my man.
You too, bud. Take care.
That's Brent Beard, a college football analyst and Heisman Trophy voter. You can follow Brent on Twitter at Brent Beard. Going to take a quick timeout, come back, pay some bills, get some of your Facebook questions and texts. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matt Tuesday Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios.
We want to take this moment to thank our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our premium sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, the only official injury and accident law attorneys of the Florida Gators. Peaceland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise.
Campus USA Credit Union.
QC Kinetics, live pain-free with QC Kinetics. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, and watch. Our Gridiron sponsors are Auto ER, UF Bookstores, Celebration Point Town Center, Chris Doring Mortgage, Silverback Concrete Co., Ruse Ogre State Farm Insurance, Doreen Wibby, Realtor, Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parrish. Our touchdown sponsors are Adams Ribs, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Okito America, Style Cuts, Ironwood Golf Course, Big Mills Cheesesteak, McDonald's of Gainesville, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Aver and Smith, Dowling Signs, Baker's Sporting Goods, Silver Q Billiards and Sports Bar. If you're interested in promoting your business on the show, call Freddie at 352-284-3733. If you like what we're doing here, make sure to follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Calling Gator Nation. You're invited to be part of Gator history on Friday, February 10th for the official dedication of Steve Spurrier Way at Celebration Point Promenade in front of Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Lots of dignitaries and press will be on hand to witness this historic event. And it's open to all who bleed orange and blue. It's the grand unveiling of Steve Spurrier Way. It's all happening Friday, February 10th from 5:30 to 6:15 at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill in Celebration Point.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. It is Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning at Ruse Ogre State Farm Offices, a team of dedicated insurance professionals ready to help life go right with the right insurance options for you and your family. Visit ogreinsurance.com. Give them a call at 352-240-1779. I want to thank Brent Beer for joining us on the Titan ML Hotline. A couple Facebook Lives here. And he says, if you're coaching in a Super Bowl game, and it just went away on me. There it is. If you're coaching in a Super Bowl game, who do you start in the prime, in their prime, Tom Brady or Joe Montana? Oh, wow, that's a great question. I'd probably go with I'd go with Brady. But if you ask me who would I start my in their prime, Tom Brady or Pat Mahomes, I'm taking Pat Mahomes. So that's just where I stand with that. Let's see here. Dan says he's still frozen where he lives. Yeah, it's icy everywhere in the state of Texas. I want to give another shout out to Ty Golden and the Gator basketball team. Colin Castle and the rest of the kids were outstanding last night in the big win over number two. And we did not storm the court. We do a good job of preventing people from storming the court. I can promise you that. If you watched the program yesterday, Kyle Crooks, we want to give a shout out to him for hosting when I'm not able to, having Coach Tim Walton on. The girls crank it up in 8 days down in Tampa. They'll be playing, I think it's Boston University. Yeah, they got Boston down. They got Boston University and Boston College and Illinois State and obviously USF because they host the tournament down there. But, yeah, it's right around the corner and looking for a big, big year from Gator softball. My favorite sporting event on campus year in and year out. Gators play at Kentucky Saturday. And, you know, Kentucky is – they're struggling. I mean, they've kind of righted the ship a little bit, but they're still struggling. I think the Gators can battle with the Wildcats there. Let's get to this day in sports, which is brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. Comfort is our business. Peace of mind is our promise. Beat the summer heat. Schedule your air conditioner's tune-up today. Give Comfort Temp Heating and Air a call today at 352-376-2366. In 2020, Super Bowl down at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, AC Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20. Your MVP was Patrick Mahomes, and should be a heck of a game in about 10 days. Eagles, Chiefs, and we'll get everybody's picks next week. But that's going to do it for today. Got a busy week, busy day ahead here, sitting in meetings and the hotel with the players and coaches and things of that nature. But, yeah, XFL's cranking up the weekend after the Super Bowl, so we're excited. It's weird, man. We have not practiced. No team has practiced in, like, 6 days. If one team doesn't practice, no team practices. But, I mean, it's odd. Just sitting around meeting all the time. Hope you have a great day, folks. There will be no show tomorrow. We will have a best of. So make sure you tune in. I'm not sure what they're going to run, but it will be a good one. I promise you that. Have a great day, folks, and we'll see you on Monday. Take care.